This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Cooper Boardman's call here on WEEI. Extra innings loss for the Red Sox. And I actually thought the same thing. And I don't see it anywhere. You know how in football, Nick Fitzy Stevens, they have the probability meter thing at the bottom of the page where, like, who's going to win?
That was to have been not Atlanta Falcons Super Bowl 51 level at 6-0.
6-0 in the sixth. You're cruising. Giolito is cruising. Great first start. Two outs for him. Wow, low pitch count. Walk, home run. Oh, that's fine. Still a good outing. 6-3. We got the best bullpen in baseball.
Hey, it's a quality start, right?
Absolutely.
Here comes Fitzy's guy, Whitlock.
Yeah, how'd that go?
He was due.
Oh, he was due. No, is that what we're doing
great.
Here?
Not great, no.
Yeah.
Listen, believe me, last night, helping the kiddos get ready for bed, disembarked from the Sox game for a little bit, thought everything was great, cruise control was set, Giolito, loving it. All of a sudden, like, how'd this game get tied? Look down, like, oh, 3 runs in the sixth. Oh, Whitlock, 3. Oh, Garrett, as I've been pumping your tires all season, savior of the bullpen, maybe the best pitcher on staff, right-handed Andrew Miller. How could you, Garrett? How could you? I will say this. You know, the first start back, I know it was a low pitch count and all, and Giolito looked better than advertised up until he kind of Giolito'd.
That's exactly what I thought, too, Tilly Giolito. Yeah. I was like, oh, yeah, didn't he lead the league in home runs allowed a couple years ago when he was
before his arm
still
fell apart
healthy.
And then the Sox had to pay $20 million for him to rehab it and get it repaired? Yeah. It was
great. Dan Ball, yes?
Per Baseball Savant, the Red Sox had a 98% win probability as the top of the sixth became the bottom of the sixth.
Oh, as long as it wasn't 98.5. So, Andy, here's the million-dollar question. Don't you think it was a bad idea, or do you think now, especially in hindsight, that it was a bad idea for Alex Cora to leave Giolito in for six? Because in his first start back, Brian Baio, who was not coming off of Tommy John surgery and not having pitched in 18 months, he went 5. Now, his pitch count was probably a little higher.
Yeah.
But I bet you Cora would tell you, like, I probably should have cut it at 5.
Got a little greedy.
I don't know. Like, things like that just have a corollary effect. And then, you know, one bad thing leads to another. I don't know. You know,
it's certainly a conversation to be had when you're cruising like that. A 6-0 lead, low pitch count. Mm-hmm. You feel good. And I do believe in the take a guy out, or I used to believe in this when I was a freaking little league coach. Like, if a kid's having a good night, try to manage it so that the kid goes home having had a good night. Try to, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Especially kids that are not the star players or the. And I do think there's something to be said for Giolito leaving that game with his chest held high, feeling really good. Your bullpen was not taxed. I don't think you need, if anything, you expected. Right, to probably go to the bullpen, best case scenario in the sixth inning. You probably said, give me 5 innings from Giolito. If you give me 5, we are golden. That's a great first outing back out there. So, yeah, I also, in the details of the situation, 6-0, the way he's cruising, he then goes out and gets 2 outs All the damage came with two outs, I think maybe with two strikes. I think it was two outs and two strikes before the wheels fell off.
Holy Schiraldi. That's
terrible. Yes. So, it's unfortunate the way it played out, but that's not exactly the biggest issue. Like, okay, so 6-0 became 6-3. Okay, that's fine. We'll still win. And then you didn't. And the wheels kind of fell off. Your bullpen kind of fell off. Your guy Slayton ends up giving the game-losing hit. Was there a little bit of... See, there was a combination of bad baseball mixed with bad luck in my mind there. And if anyone was watching, you had the runner on second tagging up. Rafaela, fly ball to center field. It's Vlad Guerrero tagging up. I don't think Rafaela put himself in position to make the best throw on the catch. He was kind of out of off balance going backwards. And then the throw ends up hitting Guerrero. He's out if it doesn't hit him. I firmly believe he's out if it doesn't hit him. But do you make a slightly better throw if your mechanics are a little, your fundamentals are a little bit better? You catch the ball kind of coming forward into the throwing motion. So there was a little misfortune there, and then they played the percentages, had a couple walks, and the hit wasn't one of those cheap hits also, by the way. That last hit was going to be a hit either way. It wasn't like, oh, the outfield's in, we got to, you know, if he puts the ball in the outfield, it all, no, that was a line drive to left center that was probably a double in a regular situation. So that was a meltdown. That was, as Dave O'Brien said, the worst loss of the season. And this is going to fuel, I know our boy Ted, who will be in at 3 o'clock, top of the hour, put this in our email chain. This is going to fuel those that feel like this team is going down the same road as last year's team, where it's like, are you just going to hang around 500? Like, every time you have a little winning streak, is that going to be followed by a losing streak to make sure you're always within a game of 500? Can we not distance ourselves from that record, build a little bit of a cushion there? And this is a game you would point to that's like, this is an unacceptable loss, I guess I would say it. It was unlosable right up until the point you lost it in extra innings.
Where you found a way, hey, this team's, hey, there's something special, though, like the 2025 Red Sox finding ways to lose games no one ever thought possible.
Yeah, no. And it's also, I heard Wiggy bring this up this morning. This team's been in a lot of blowouts in both directions. Blowout games in both
directions.
They
just won their previous three games 30-8.
Right. Well, this was a game that looked like it was trending toward a blowout, and I don't take the offense off the hook either. Like, we're going to fixate on Giolito. Okay, the wheels fell off there. Then we'll fixate on the bullpen. Well, there's no rule that says when you get to six runs, you have to stop scoring. Like, it's okay to
continue.
Where'd
the offense go? That's a great question.
They put
like,
it away.
Hey, guys.
It's like they decided, oh, we've done enough here. We did our duty tonight. You put six runs on the board. We're good enough. The strikeouts were up again. They crept back up. You had another double-digit strikeout game, and you didn't match. The night before, it was five strikeouts, five home runs. Well, they struck out 11 times. They did not hit 11 home runs in this. Yes, Dan Ball.
Of the seven hits you had, one came after the sixth inning for the Red Sox offense.
Yeah, that's what. And I don't know if that's, you know, credit the pitching for the Blue Jays, if that's a mental thing where you lost your edge because, okay, let's just cruise to another victory over the Blue Jays. By the way, a Blue Jays team that doesn't score a ton of runs, hasn't been great offensively. They've basically been Vlad and not a whole heck of a lot of anything. Springer has cooled down since he was killing
you. Since he took it to us earlier in the year.
Yeah. So this
who's on the bump tonight?
Dan Ball, who we got tonight?
Buckle up, folks. Tanner Houck is on the mound to try to win a series for your Red Sox.
Confidence level, Fitzy?
I'll put it at over 50%. I'll give them an over 50% chance of winning tonight.
So slightly better than a coin flip chance to win a ball game tonight.
I'm going to go 62%.
Okay.
Chance.
Yeah, I think they'll probably win. They have to be a little bit embarrassed by that loss from last night. And
yeah, what
nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment. All so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
Are they more embarrassed or is Toronto more like emboldened?
Did you give Toronto life? That's a great question because Toronto certainly had life against you at Fenway Park. And then you were well on your way to taking control of this series the way you should. I believe. I think this will be a rebound effort, but I don't trust Tanner Houck. That's the problem with this whole situation here. The starting pitcher really has a lot of control of the way a ball game plays out, and I don't trust Tanner Houck. Yes, Dan Ball.
After the 11 earned run outing, he went 6 innings, 2 runs against the White Sox, then 5 innings, 4 runs last time out against the Guardians. So better, so
quality
not
start,
great.
And then
gotta get through the
optimal
first inning, though. He's got an ERA, I think it's around 15 in the first inning this season.
I'm squeeze me, what?
Yeah,
that's
yeah.
The
first
great.
3 innings and second 3 innings for Houck are it's around 11 ERA for your first 3 innings, and then in the 3 to 4 range for your
it's
next three.
Supposed to go the other way, like once, so he needs to see all the hitters as opposed to the hitters getting a second look at him.
I'm advocating for an opener before Houck in that first inning.
Advocating for an opener.
That would be my personal opinion. I know that doesn't fix everything, but he can ramp up against at least not your 1, 2, 3 hitters in the lineup second inning and on.
Or what if he treats the second inning like it's the first inning and it doesn't matter because it's a mental issue?
Well, then I continue to just be a radio producer and not the manager of the Boston Red Sox.
You know, like those guys that hate leading off. Some guys just hate leading off. It's a mental thing. They don't. And then you put them in the 2-hole, the 3-hole, they're fine. They just can't be leadoff hitters. There's one problem with a starting pitcher who doesn't want to start the game. That's literally the job, buddy.
That's the gig, pal.
What you got to do is go out there and set the tone and put your team in a position to win. It's funny how that works. Do you think Tanner Houck is long for a starter? Or do you think he could you see him, like, let's say Giolito gets it together, pitches to a 4-5 ERA, so six innings, 3 runs this season, right? Let's give him that kind of average. Bayo gets it together.
Who's your fifth starter, though? I mean, is it Newcomb? Are you going to put Newcomb back in the...
Hunter Dobbins, baby.
Hunter Dobbins has been a nice story.
Yeah, could be old Dickie Fitz was pitching well until his
You get Richard Fitz. Like I heard Will Fleming say he's building back up some strength.
He never got tagged, Andy. Like he wasn't unhittable before he got injured. But
you just
he
gave
was
me a couple
well.
Options, so I'm going to say no. Tanner Houck is not going to be a wire to wire starter for this team, even if it's one of those. He needs a little time on the injured list to just work through some things where he doesn't necessarily have an acute injury that occurs in a game. Yeah, there'll be a time when he's not in the rotation for a while because he has been. This isn't just this year. This goes back to last year, the second half of last year.
Ever since the poor guy got hit in the face in that damn game against the Yankees, it's been a roller coaster.
Yeah, I think he is not long for the Red Sox rotation the way he's been pitching. 617-779-7937. Let's squeeze in a phone call before we move along here. David in Florida, what are your thoughts on the Red Sox debacle of a loss last night in Toronto?
What's happening, boys?
Stop. Hey.
So I got a few things. First of all, let me ask you this question about the big picture. What do you think about moving pitching? What do you think about moving Walker Buehler up to the 2 spot on the rotation and flip-flopping him with Tanner?
It's only a matter of time, David.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know.
I think he's proven his value, and I think and you put your number one pitcher best, then you put your number two follow-up. You get on a win streak that way. I think they have to do that.
All right, thanks for the call, David. Yeah, I don't know that it really matters in the midst of a long baseball season if you're considered the 1, 2, or 3. Like postseason, yes.
Was that David said he had a few things.
Yeah, well, we didn't have time for a few things. We had time for the one thing. So this is like they tell
What's
you to,
your one thing?
When you write an AP news story, they tell you to lead with all the important news because when it hits the wire, a lot of places are going to cut off the bottom of the story. So if you need to get it in early. Okay, I'm going to tell that to all our callers as well. Treat it like an AP news story. Lead with the good stuff because we might not get to the rest of the iceberg that's below the water. 617-779-7937. Red Sox are on the table. They fall 7-6 in extra innings to the Toronto Blue Jays. They can't put a streak together here, a streak of success. We'll talk about that. We're also going to touch on Drake May and my Twitter poll, because I'm not going to say what I usually say because it would have sounded weird. Back-to-back days, Drake May was the subject of my Twitter poll. Red Sox, Drake May, more of your calls up next here on WEEI Afternoons.